Re-signing Isaiah Hartenstein needs to be a priority for the Knicks, because if it's not, according to multiple NBA insiders, another team in the Western Conference will make it their priority to steal Ihart and get him on their team. Oklahoma City is looming. They have a market right now for centers, and they're looking for all available ones. And Ihart has made their list. We're going to break down these latest reports and potentially if Ihart would leave the Knicks to go to OKC. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. OKC could target Isaiah Hartenstein in free agency. This is what I was worried about, guys. This is the issue. Because when you have teams out there that desperately need help at the center position, and they're a good team, and they have a lot of money to throw at a player, they are a dangerous threat. What team fits the bill for that? OKC. And they have their eyes set on the Knicks' big man, Isaiah Hartenstein. Let's break down these latest reports about OKC and what they're looking to do in free agency. Shout out to the account NBA Central on the app X for giving us the following information. Nick Claxton, Isaiah Hartenstein, and Jonas Valanciunas are potential targets for OKC. This is coming from Mike Scotto of Hoops Hype. According to him, rival executives are monitoring the Thunder as a potential team in the free agent center market this summer, with several names available, such as Nick Claxton, who can potentially command over $20 million on the market. Isaiah Hartenstein and Jonas Valanciunas are players to watch as well. With Valanciunas, he's not expected to return to New Orleans. And according to Ian Bagley, regarding Isaiah Hartenstein and his free agency, he stated the following on his mailbag edition. They want him back. He wants to be back. It would take a team, I think, coming over the top of the Knicks offer significantly. And some teams can do that. But I think you're talking about north of $20 million. And I don't know if anybody goes there. Maybe they do. Even if the offer from another team is slightly higher, I can see him coming back to New York because of his comfort level here. Shout out to Michael Scotto and Ian Bagley, two great NBA insiders, for giving us the following updates about the Knicks and Isaiah Hartenstein and his free agency. But I think it's pretty clear. No team is going to be able to give Ihart the role and the money that the Knicks can give him. And I mention role for a very specific reason. Even though OKC can go ahead and give Ihart a significant payday, does he want to go there? Because if he does, is he not going to be basically a reserve or a backup? And if he is a backup, is that why you want Ihart on that team? He would be a great backup, don't get me wrong. But I'm pretty sure, given the year he just had, he would probably want to be a starting center. And a starting center role, it exists with the Knicks. He can get paid, maybe not exactly the same amount, but he'll get paid a lot of money with the Knicks and stay the starting center. I think role, opportunity, and money here have a lot to do with it. And as Ian Bagley stated, he wants to stay here, the Knicks want to keep him here, and he is comfortable here. Those are all the things you need to hear regarding why a player would choose to resign with the team. And it sounds like everything's in place for Ihart to resign. The only question is, what is the amount Ihart is going to get? What are the Knicks going to offer him? Is it going to be maybe $16 million? Are they going to give him the most that they can give him, which I believe is $17 million or around that amount? It is going to take a lot from Leon Rose in this front office to be able to try to talk him down some, to maybe accept a little bit less, allow them to be a little bit more flexible come free agency, and maybe that's what you sell them. Because listen, a hobbled Knicks team this year got the second seed, went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The entire team saw that. The entire team bought in, next man up mentality. You're telling me a fully healthy Knicks team that makes the right additions and moves this offseason, which I believe Leon Rose is going to do. You're telling me that team is not a legit contender potentially to go all the way to the NBA Finals? Because in my opinion, it would be. But Ihart, him signing for a little bit less and staying with the Knicks, he's a big part of it. because injury is something that we have to look at. I love Mitchell Robinson, but if we're being fair here, Isaiah Hartenstein was one of the main reasons this Knicks team stayed afloat, stayed competitive, especially defensively, and helped us get to that second seed and do everything we did going up to the Eastern Conference semifinals. We have to give him credit. I'm not saying Mitch is not an important part to this team and what we're trying to do, but if you're looking at both centers and you're thinking about the Knicks making upgrades this offseason, one of them is likely going to have to go. And if I'm the Knicks, I'm going to keep the center that played more games and was available more games for me. And that's going to be Ihart. No knock to Mitch. I love Mitch, but unfortunately, his offensive game, it just hasn't developed where you need it to be. And even though sometimes he shows flashes, sometimes in practice or some other games, it's not consistent enough. Ihart, whether you love it or you hate it, that floater that he does is consistent. He hits it consistently where teams have to go out and defend it. That, for me, is all I need to see. And defensively, even though he's not Mitchell Robinson, he's an extremely good defender, very good rebounder, especially on the offensive boards. I think he doesn't get enough credit for that. In my opinion, he has played himself and earned himself that starting role for the Knicks. And if that's the case, I'm looking at Mitchell Robinson and thinking to myself, if a player that fits this team becomes available and Mitchell Robinson is needed in that trade to get that player on this team, I think the Knicks are going to do it. They have Ihart, and if they re-sign him, Mitchell Robinson, unfortunately, is expendable because you don't need a backup center that is majority of his career. He is injured a lot. Every move Leon makes, it's for a reason. It's to help this Knicks team get better. And as long as I know that's his motivation, I don't question anything he does anymore. I trust Leon Rose, and I believe he's going to continue to make this Knicks team a contender, especially this offseason. But Ihart needs to be re-signed. Even though OKC is lurking, and I'm sure a lot of other teams is lurking as well too, because a lot of teams could use Ihart, either as a starting center or definitely as a backup. But if you think about what Ihart has meant to this team, the fact that he started on this team first and he broke out with this team, everybody saw what he could do as a starting center on this team. I think he feels grateful and thankful to the Knicks. And I think because of that, he's likely going to re-sign with the Knicks, especially if their offer isn't too far off from the top offers that he's likely going to get from other teams around the league. Let's say he gets around $20 million offered from another team and the Knicks offer him around $17 million. I think he might take a little bit less and sign with the Knicks. And that's exactly what Ian Begley just reported as well. It's not too far off from the initial offer of $20 million if he does get $17 million and he gets that starting role secured with the Knicks. He may not start wherever else he goes, but with this Knicks team under Tom Thibodeau, he understands the culture. He understands the chemistry. He understands the coach. He understands everything. And he helped this Knicks team just get to the two seed. Thinking about all of these factors together, it would not make any sense for Ihart to sign with any other team but the Knicks. The Knicks give him the opportunity that he wants. He'll likely get paid with the Knicks as well too. Maybe not top dollar, but a lot of money regardless. He'll be able to contribute and help build a winner here, help build a contender here. And we are talking about next season, fully healthy, this Knicks team could go all the way to the NBA Finals. He recognizes that. He understands that. He also understands, by the way, and this is definitely a factor, the East is a little bit easier than the West. And if you're a player in this league and you're looking around, you want to play in an Eastern Conference, especially with a team that you can dominate with and you can be one of the star players on that team and clearly a starting center on the team. And you know what? In terms of longevity, I think this might help Mitchell Robinson in the long run. Ihart will play the bulk of the minutes and then Mitchell Robinson will come in to play when he's in foul trouble or injury happens or whatever the case may be. That might help Robinson stay healthy for a longer period of time and make him available and active when we need him the most, come the playoffs. That's what I'm talking about. And I think that would be a big benefit to the Knicks if they were able to make that move. And clearly, Ihart starting, it works. A fully healthy Knicks team in January, that showed you it works. And we didn't even have our shooters in Bojan there yet or Burks there yet. You have to think about that. If we had those two guys available with a fully healthy team, fully healthy Randle down low, drawing two or three defenders, And then you got Bogey in the wing, Dante in the wing, Jalen Brunson up at the perimeter at the top of the key, wherever he is. You're talking about three players who might be open, who can shoot the three at a very high clip. And Jalen Brunson being open, no team wants to see that. And you might have to deal with that if you're talking about Julius Randle down low. That's what we were missing. A big body down low who could score, who could shoot, but also who could draw defenders. Fully healthy Knicks with Ihart is a dangerous scenario. Isaiah Hartenstein is a very smart man. He is not stupid. He understands his position. He understands where he is. And he also understands the opportunity that is right in front of him. He is not going to get this anywhere else. If I'm putting money on it, Ihart resigns with the Knicks. He likely takes a little bit less, but still resigns with the Knicks for a very good offer, stays our starting center. And one of the major things that we needed to decide on will have been done, accomplished, and finished with. And then we'll move on and we'll look to other things. OG Anunoby, Jalen Brunson and his extension. And of course, every single trade target that the Knicks like and covet that's available, because they have all the assets necessary to make a major trade happen this offseason and add the star that fits to what we're trying to build. Could that be Mikal Bridges, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell? Your guess is as good as mine, but one thing is for sure. If it's a player that the Knicks covet and Leon Rose knows he can get that player either at a discount or at least at a steal type of deal, he is going to make that deal happen and get that player on this team. I am so hyped for the offseason. This Knicks team is in one of the best positions of any team in the league right now. And all we have to do is wait and be patient and then watch the fireworks go off. Because this Knicks team, they're going to make upgrades. And these upgrades are going to be absolutely significant. But what about you guys? What do you think about teams like OKC trying to target and go after Isaiah Hartenstein in free agency? Do you think he'll join OKC or another team? Or like me, do you believe he'll stay with the Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.